Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, everyone. Today I'm announcing that I terminated Eddie Johnson's employment as superintendent of the Chicago Police Department for cause, effective immediately. Upon reviewing the materials as to Eddie Johnson of the Inspector General's ongoing investigation regarding the events of October 16th and early morning hours of October 17th and thereafter, it has become clear that Mr. Johnson engaged in a series of actions that are intolerable for any leader in a position of trust, particularly the head of the Chicago Police Department. This is obviously not a decision that I entered into lightly. However, the circumstances demanded these actions. There are three reasons for this decision. First, the finding of the Inspector General's report regarding Mr. Johnson, which I recently reviewed, makes clear that Eddie Johnson engaged in conduct that is not only unbecoming, but demonstrated a series of ethical lapses and flawed decision-making that is inconsistent with having the privilege of leading the Chicago Police Department. Second, Johnson intentionally misled the public in a press conference he called on October 17, 2019. He was not caught off guard, and he had plenty of time to choose his words. And the choice he made was to communicate a narrative replete with false statements, all seemingly intended to hide the true nature of his conduct from the evening before. Finally, just like with the public, Eddie Johnson intentionally lied to me several times, even when I challenged him about the narrative that he shared with me. He maintained that he was telling the truth. I now know definitively that he was not. Had I known these facts at the time, I would have relieved him of his duties as superintendent then and there. I certainly would not have participated in a celebratory press conference to announce his retirement. Mr. Johnson failed the hardworking members of the Chicago Police Department. He intentionally misled the people of Chicago, and he intentionally misled me. None of that is acceptable. I've been advised by the Inspector General that his investigation as to others remains ongoing. I will not comment today on specific details as they relate to Mr. Johnson. While at some point the IG's report may become public and those details may be revealed, I don't feel like it is appropriate or fair to Mr. Johnson's wife or children to do so at this time. I hope we can all take care to treat them with dignity and respect. This moment needs to be a turning point for the Chicago Police Department, the way things are done in this city. As for the department, yesterday, today, and tomorrow has to be about culture change. That must start at the top. That hard but important work is impossible without strong leadership, focused on integrity, honesty, legitimacy, and accountability. Time and again, line police officers are held accountable for their actions, but their supervisors get a pass, even when the supervisors were aware of or directed the conduct at issue. Perhaps in years past, someone in Mr. Johnson's circumstances would have been allowed to simply retire. Doing so today, in these circumstances, would have been inconsistent with who I am and with the kind of principled leadership I want to bring to the city. None of us are perfect, and we all make mistakes. But in public life, we must be honest and accountable for our actions and must strive to do better every day. When there are ethical lapses, lapses in judgment, particularly in a position of trust like the superintendent of police, then it is incumbent upon me and all of us to ensure accountability. That's why I decided to take this clear and decisive action today. The old Chicago way must give way to the new reality. Ethical leadership, integrity, accountability, legitimacy, and yes, honesty must be the hallmarks of city government. There must be no mistake about the message I am sending today. The 13,400 sworn and the civilian members of the Chicago Police Department who work hard every day deserve a leader they can believe in. And to achieve the reform and accountability in the department that we know is urgently needed, we require a leader whose actions reflect the virtues of integrity, honor, and legitimacy. the touchstones of what it takes to have the privilege of being a Chicago police officer. I am confident that the interim Superintendent Beck is such a leader, and that both he and the eventual permanent superintendent will serve with honor. At this time, I will take your questions.
Mayor, what is it that you learned that you didn't already know? You knew he was drinking, you knew he didn't say so, so why did you participate in the celebration?
Obviously, the facts that I know now are fundamentally different than the facts that I knew then.
That's why it is fundamentally different.
I'm not going to get into the specifics of that, as I said
but
in my statement.
It's so shocking that you would act so a month early. What is the reason?
The reason is for the reason that I said, that his conduct on the night, that night, his effort to mislead the public, and his effort to mislead me. I've reviewed the Inspector General's report and videotape evidence, and makes it clear that the only choice that I had to take was to take the one that I've taken. There's no gray area here.
What did you see on the video?
I saw things that were inconsistent with what Mr. Johnson had told me personally and what he revealed to members of the public.
Did he abuse his police powers at night when the police officers came to him in the car?
I'm not going to get into the specifics about what happened.
Can you say exactly how he lied to you?
Well, a lie is a lie. He told me something that happened that night that turned out to be fundamentally different than what he had portrayed to me and what he portrayed to members of the public. Let me go back here to Marion. Yes, I met with him this morning and relieved him of his responsibilities as police superintendent.
Mayor, is it fair to
accepting?
Is it fair to say he's lying but not give the details about how he's lying?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's important for me to make sure that I don't do anything to influence or taint the ongoing investigation of the Inspector General. And there are certain things that maybe they will become public later, but I think out of deference to his wife and his children, it's not my narrative to tell. It's not my story
Last
to tell.
Question.
That would imply that it has something to do with his personal life and where he was that night. Is that fair and accurate?
I'm not going to verify something one way or the other. What I'm saying to you is that what he portrayed to me, what he portrayed to the public, was fundamentally different than what the facts show, and that the conduct, underlying conduct itself, was one that warranted this significant and serious action of relieving him in his role as police superintendent. I'm going
to
go here, Heather.
Can you tell the public whether they were at risk at any point during this incident that occurred, and should this people of Chicago continue to be concerned that the leadership of the police department apparently feels no compunction about lying to the media, the people, and the mayor?
Well, look, I don't want to paint, and I don't think it's fair to paint with a broad brush. There are people in that department that serve honorably every single day. They run to danger. They keep us safe. They put their own lives on the line, and they sacrifice themselves and their families for the public safety. So I don't accept the premise of the question that that suggests that there's a broad-based problem within the Chicago Police Department. I don't believe that to be true. We're here today because of the actions of one man, and that's why we're here. He's in flight as we speak, and he'll be here this afternoon.
And what other changes at the department? I understand there are other high-level changes going on right now.
Well, I can't speak to that, but I'm aware that some people are going to be retiring, but change is difficult, change is going to come, but fundamentally, this department has to be about creating a culture of integrity and accountability, and that's what we are going to do.
When did you learn this information?
Recently.
Recently?
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
I'll send you remarks.